Here are today's top stories. I guess we start in Springfield, where I think lawmakers are working this week. Not sure. This is when they work, right? Then they get like another 6 months off. Good. Just lost track of the legislative calendar. The big news is that the GOP leaders, including Governor Rauner, are hitting the media to bash. Rauner said that Madigan is not listening to the people of Illinois and is content with stopgap spending instead of a state budget. Then he made a new website called MadiganStinks.net and funded a documentary about the history of Madigan's eyebrows. But maybe the bum rush worked because Madigan did show up this afternoon to a leaders meeting. And the takeaway? Well, Madigan doesn't want to change the status quo. Hey, listen, I'm all about bashing the status quo, and even Speaker Madigan. But he has said since the get-go that the turnaround agenda items like workers' comp and turn limits, they should be negotiated outside the lines of a state budget. And both Rauner and Madigan continue to hold the state budget hostage until they get their way. I know that it's maybe embarrassing or maybe it's viewed as politically weak, but I don't know. Why don't we do that? Why don't we get a state budget that's balanced and includes lean spending and realistic revenues and then work on the four turnaround agendas next? Oh, wait, that's right, because nobody trusts each other. Rauner and Madigan are becoming like the characters in Spy vs. Spy, the cartoon. Yep, they're becoming cartoon characters. So now Madigan wants the House to vote on a Rauner tax increase, saying that the governor wants to raise taxes to balance the budget, which the governor says, what? So maybe not Spy vs. Spy, maybe Starbelly Sneetches? Or maybe this is more Roadrunner Coyote, Tom and Jerry? These guys are the 2016 version of the Smothers Brothers, which is hilarious if it was comedy. But it's the future of our state. So, I don't know. Maybe raise the two-drink minimum to three? Moving on, President-elect Donald Trump was rumored to be coming to Chicago tomorrow for a long weekend. Maybe take in an architectural tour, see if he can get into the Purple Pig. Maybe stroll Michigan Avenue, get a Star Wars toy at the Disney store for young Baron. But no, the Trib has been told that the trip is off. Darn it. I wanted to see him jump out of his helicopter and rappel down his building. Yeah, guess next time. Trump just nominated Todd Ricketts of the famed Ricketts family for Deputy Commerce Secretary because, well, Todd Ricketts gave him a ton of money during the campaign. You know, pay-to-play politics, as it's been done in Washington for years, but voters want to see it changed. Right. I wonder if Tom Ricketts, the owner of the Cubs, is like, darn, I wish I was Deputy Commerce Secretary. I'm not going to own this stupid World Series baseball team. I hate my dad. In weather, I guess it's going to snow. You ready? I'm ready. It's like right around the corner. And it's not going to stop till May. We ready? Good. Also, winter parking ban in effect starting tonight, so I hope we don't all collectively get towed. Something tells me that's going to happen. In sports, it's time for the Braverman. Wide receiver Daniel Braverman was activated from the practice squad, and the newspapers are going crazy. What? His seventh rounder? Okay, great. Oh, I see. It's a Tom Waddle thing. The Bears officially activated corner Kyle Fuller. Fuller was out since preseason with a knee injury. But what it really means is that wide receiver Kevin White is done for the year. I guess you can only bring one guy back from the IR for whatever reason that has nothing to do with football. Cutler's still out, and so is pretty much the entire team. I wouldn't be surprised if John Fox ends up missing the game on Sunday with a cough, because why would you want to go to work if this was your job? Also, rumors that the tickets for Sunday's game against the Niners are pretty much going for peanuts, literally. Peanuts and maybe a Starbucks gift card. I'm guessing the total will be, the attendance will be like 800 people. I mean, who would want to come watch the worst two teams in football play in terrible weather? Not me. In baseball news, the Cubs signed free agent John Jay, which means that Dexter Fowler's not coming back. Free range is looking for a multi-year deal worth millions, and he's going to get it, just hopefully not in St. Louis. On the South side, what's up with the rumors swirling that the Sox are ready for a fire sale? The Sox have been quiet, but all those pesky baseball writers are hearing whispers that they are willing to deal Chris Sale for a ton of blue chip prospects, Cubs style, except I read that the Sox won't deal with the Cubs. Yep, it's like some sort of management thing. So don't expect Sale on the north side, although that would be pretty boss, right? Sale to the Cubs and all those Cubs minor leaguers that can't find a spot could start right away on the Sox. As a matter of fact, let's go one step further. Couldn't the Sox just move their designation to AAA so we can see all this minor league talent by just taking the red line? Huh? I think it works. Works for everybody. In basketball, the Lakers are in town tonight. Take on the Bulls. Used to be a marquee matchup back when Shaq and Kobe would come through, but not that big of a draw now. maybe in 2 or 3 years. The big draw will be Friday when LeBron comes to the UC, and he lost his bet, so he'll have to wear a full Cubs jersey to warm-ups. I guess that's better than a shirt with a political statement. Oh, he'll have that on underneath? Cool. Cool. Very cool. The Blackhawks won in a shootout last night, but third game without Jonathan Toews, who's out with an upper body injury, which could be a shoulder injury, a concussion, or pectoral bruise, or just a bad hair day. I mean, it's an upper body injury. Who knows? And finally tonight, the man who invented the Big Mac died today at the age of 98. He was credited with bringing the burger to the McDonald's menu back in the mid-60s. His last words, "The secret sauce is moldy ketchup." That's the carryout for November 30th, 2016. Hey, it's the final hours of the final day of November, so you still have some time to make it the best month ever. Go do it.